Okay, today we're going to have a presentation on sponsorship. So I will turn the time over to Claudia.
Hi everybody, this is Claudia and I get to talk about one of my favorite topics, and I have no idea what I'm going to say, but the first thing that I wanted to say was congratulations to all of you for being here. We've moved through the 12 steps, whether you're finished with them or not, but that's a very, very big deal. So I started sponsoring pretty early. I had about a year in program. I think I was on step 5 or step 6, and I really, really was drawn to sponsorship because I really, really tell people what to do.
Hello, this is Tucson checking in.
Okay, we just started. Hi.
We're late, I'm sorry. Running late.
That's okay. You know what? I'm going to stop the recording and start over again, okay?
Okay, do I put my phone on speaker? Okay, right? I do that? I've never done this before.
You can put it on speaker, and you can also put it on mute.
Okay.
Okay? Oh.
Now you started, and now you want to...
Hey, this is Claudia, and we're talking about sponsorship tonight.
Hi, Claudia.
I started sponsoring really early in recovery. I didn't have a whole lot of recovery to pass on, but I knew how to work the first few steps, and I was really looking forward to telling someone what to do because I had been trying not to tell other people what to do, and I thought in sponsorship that was allowed. So I was very, very excited. And I got corrected pretty early on. Thank God for my sponsor. And it helped out my first sponsee a whole bunch. So the first thing I learned right off was that I needed not to go into sponsorship alone. I needed to have the help of my sponsor, and I needed the help of my higher power. And when I said yes to my first sponsee, I wasn't thinking about having anybody else involved because I knew a whole lot in all my months and months and months of recovery. And I was going to pass it all along, and I was going to make that person healthy or else. So I learned a lot about how not to sponsor, and I have found out that no matter what, pretty much within reason, no matter what a sponsor does, the sponsee almost always survives. So I've never killed the sponsee, and if I've never killed one, you probably never will kill one either. Fast forward a lot of years, and I talked to my higher power, and I told my higher power, you know what, I have a lot more time available right now, and I'd like you to send me some sponsees. And 3 people asked me to sponsor them that week, which was just really wild. And I said no to each one of them because I didn't feel like there was a connection. And I was driving away from the meeting where I had told the 3rd sponsee that I would not be her sponsor. And I felt really guilty, and I said, God, do you think that I'm turning away those people that you're sending to me? And I didn't hear anything for about an hour, but I told that story to a friend of mine, and she looked at me and she said, Claudia, those people really deserve a sponsor who likes them. And she was absolutely right. So sometimes, because maybe on a bad day I'm a little bit codependent, I think I should say yes to someone or someone needs me. And one of the things that, one of the ways that I have really benefited from sponsoring and from learning how to sponsor is that I've learned exactly that I'm not the be-all, end-all sponsor, that people can get by without me, that sometimes I can help and sometimes I can't, that I need the help of my sponsor still today. I need the help of my higher power still today. And the good news about that for me is that I'm allowed to be human. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Sometimes when I start sponsoring, the sponsee thinks that I know a whole lot about recovery, and on a good day I do. But there are bad days. And I can still sponsor on a bad day. Every person is my teacher. Some teach me what to do, some teach me what not to do. I would rather teach a sponsee what to do, but sometimes the lessons that I've given them by making mistakes have been even more valuable. And sometimes they listen to me or they watch me in action and they see that I'm a human being, and sometimes that just gives them permission to be human as well. So the biggest thing and the biggest lesson about sponsorship that I have ever learned is that my higher power is in the deal and my sponsee's higher power is in the deal. There's a lot of rules that I have about sponsorship today. I won't sponsor a dual member who is also an addict unless they're working a strong program in their addiction. I won't sponsor somebody who is of the opposite sex if there's any problem or there any possibility of attraction. I won't sponsor somebody who wants me to be available 24/7. I won't sponsor someone who calls me more than 5 or 6 times at 3 in the morning. These are all my rules, Claudia's rules. They're not anybody else's rules. They're just what I have found out has worked for me over time. They may not be good rules even for me, and I may change them when I find out they're not good rules. But going in, I had no rules, and I had no boundaries. And if you want to learn boundaries, become a sponsor. If you want to teach boundaries, use boundaries. My sponsor told me about boundaries and told me about boundaries and told me about boundaries, and I didn't get boundaries. And then she said, you know what, I really like to enjoy my evenings. Make sure you call before 8 p.m. And I learned boundaries. I learned boundaries because she showed me what boundaries were all about. I learned compassion. She taught me about compassion, and I didn't get it, but she showed me compassion, and she showed me love, and she showed me forgiveness. And I learned compassion and love and forgiveness. She talked about detachment. Don't even think about controlling him. Maybe eventually, not today. And she taught me, and she told me, and she had me read on detachment. And I didn't get it until she showed me detachment. She showed me that she loved me, and yet her world didn't fall apart when mine did. And I was like, wow. This is unbelievable. But over and over and over, I learned from watching my sponsor that as a good sponsor, all I have to do is model the kinds of things that I learned in recovery. And one more time, when I fail to model those wonderful recovery principles, my sponsee learns too. Every man and woman is my teacher. Some teach me what to do, some teach me what not to do. So somebody asks me to sponsor them, and I ask myself a few questions. Is there any kind of connection? And the connection could look like a lot of different things. It could be somebody who has a history like mine, and they are hurting so bad, and I've been hurting bad too, just like that, with those with that same history, with those same problems. And sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't work. And somebody comes to me and they have a whole different story. But I've seen them in meetings and they get a light in their eye when somebody shares something that really touches them. And I remember when I had the light in my eye. People can be totally like me. People can be totally different. People can be taller than me and shorter than me and whatever. There's a great story about an AA speaker talks about sponsorship. And his sponsee comes to him and says, you know what, you've been a great sponsor, thank you very much, but I'm getting married on Saturday, and I really need a sponsor who has the whole marriage thing down, and I know that you've always been single, so I need to find another sponsor. And the speaker says, okay, that's great, it's been good working with you, and I'm glad that you're going to be looking for a married sponsor. But you're also French, right? And I think it would be very helpful if you could find someone who understands the French culture. I think that's very important to you. And the guy goes, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then the speaker says, and then I said to him, you're very tall. I don't need to be the same height, the same religion, the same anything that my sponsee is. I know I need to know how to work the steps. I need to have, hopefully, a connection with a higher power, and it doesn't need to be the same higher power. Because my job, my only job as a sponsor, is to teach someone, guide them through the steps in their way, not in my way today, and hopefully facilitate a relationship with the God of their understanding. It used to be the God of my understanding. That did not work so well. I used to try to convert my sponsees because I had it all down. I made a lot of mistakes as a sponsor. And one more time, I told you, they all survived. Every one of them survived. And some of them left. Some of them said, you know what, you're not working out. And we were talking about this earlier today, that it is the sponsee's responsibility to decide what they want and what they need. And it is the sponsee's responsibility to get what they need, to ask for it, and then determine whether or not they're getting what they need and to stay or leave accordingly. It's not my job to be all things to all people. It's not my job to meet everybody's needs. I can only sponsor wisely when I sponsor as myself, when I bring what I have to the table, when I bring my love and my compassion and my experience. Somebody asked about advice rather than feedback. And the only difference between advice and feedback is that one gives life and one gives death. I cannot tell people what to do, but I can tell people what I did. And when I first watched my sponsor, when I had that poor sponsee, that first poor sponsee that I was going to tell her what to do, I watched her, and she kept talking about herself. She listened a whole bunch. She listened like 3 times as much as she talked. But when she talked about herself. She never said, you should. She never said, you will. She always said, I did. I felt. I had. I lost. I suffered. I got through it. And always there was the hope. Always there was the hope. There was the experience. This is what happened to me. There was the strength. This is what I learned. There was the hope. I was where you are, and I'm not there anymore. It's better today than it was. And for me, hope is the greatest gift I can give a sponsee. When somebody asks me to sponsor them, unless they've asked like 17 other people who have all said no, They probably see something in me that they want. I've heard that a sponsor is somebody who has something you want. I don't know that that's altogether true. I think sometimes a sponsor, a good sponsor, is someone who has what they want. But there's something that was attractive about me, or they probably wouldn't have asked me to sponsor them. So I don't need to go and be somebody else. I just need to be Claudia. I just need to bring what I have to the table, and I have to remember I am enough. And that's a real hard lesson for me to get, because I see other people. I see my sponsor. I listen to my sponsor and the wonderful things she says and the terrific feedback that she gives. I say, oh, I wish I could do that. Well, I can't. I cannot be my sponsor. And if people wanted to ask my sponsor, they would have asked my sponsor. When they ask me, they want something I've got. And I got to remember that. It's the biggest honor, I think, one of the biggest honors in my life when somebody says, will you sponsor me? What happens next? I pray about it. Before I'm going to do anything, I pray about it. And if somebody walks up, I generally know if they're going to say, will you sponsor me? If they don't say it that day, I know they're going to. I usually know. I'm not usually surprised. And that's because I start building relationships with newcomers from the day they walk into a meeting. I love newcomers because they give me hope. I see them and their eyes are, you know, but the deer in the headlights, right? And I remember how I felt when I walked in my first meeting, and I remember the pain and the anger and the confusion, and I remember that I'm not there anymore. Even though I'm in some pain maybe that day, or some anger or some confusion, I'm not where I was when I walked in. The program worked, this works, the steps work. And that brings me hope. So I talk to newcomers. And if you want to sponsor, talk to newcomers. Just get to know them. Just tell them you're glad that they're there. And someday someone will come up and ask you. And if you think it might work, if you check in with your higher power and you say, could this possibly work? And it seems like it can. Then then I ask them if they want to have coffee, or I ask them if they want to talk after the meeting. And if I'm smart, I've already thought about what I want before I meet that person, what I expect. I already have decided whether it is okay if they call me at 3 in the morning or whether I'm going to turn my phone off, because I think they need to know that. I want to lay things out for them as clearly and succinctly as possible. This is the way I do business. That way they can determine, remember it's their responsibility, they can determine whether it's okay. That's the very, very beginning of sponsorship. I lay out what I want and need, and I ask them to lay out what they want and need. And this will be continued next week.